Smikas Parshas Korach. Vayikach Korach. This week we talk about Machlokas. Now, Machlokas is a very serious thing. And what happens? Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhak ben Koz ben Levi. Lokach z'atzmo l'tzad echad, says Rashi. Nechlak mitocha eidolo ore al hakuhuna. Hershe tigam is palig. He made a division of Klal Yisrael. Nechlak mitocha eidolo hachzik b'machlokas. Dosam Vaviram. Who are Dosam Vaviram? Dosam Vaviram are very elderly people at this time. They are, some people be a sod of Bale Machlokas. They love making Machlokas. It's their teva, their Bale Machlokas. All back in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was 82. And Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 years old, and he went out and saw two people fighting. Who did he see? It was Dosam Vaviram. They're always in fights. That's in, some people. They love a fight. Fight with each other. They fight the two of them against somebody. Last night it was my grandson's chasna. This person I've known for many, many years sat down next to me. And afterwards, one of my children said, why didn't you say anything? I said, this guy's been in every machlokas I know in the history of Klal Yisrael. No matter what I say, I don't know how to talk to people. So I just sat there. He says, mazel tov to me. I said, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. After that, I just sat there. Let's do some over here. What did Dosam Vaviram find? You have three groups of people. One, you have Korach, very wealthy man, who jealous, tremendous jealousy. You have two Bale Machlokas, and by Kul's name Moshe, Hamisha Mosayim Siyeda, 250 very naive leadership people who fell for Bale Machlokas and what did they do? Korach didn't say, I'm jealous. He said something else. He came with a philosophy, Kol Ha'edo Kulam Kadoshim, democracy. Everyone's on the same level. What lay at the base? He didn't believe that. If he had become Kohen Gadol, he wouldn't have had such a philosophy. What happens? You have a jealous person with two Bale Machlokas, and he develops a wonderful philosophy and sells it to people, and all of a sudden, and some people fall for it. Now then there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. What do people know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu had done all these mofsim. He took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos. He did everything. Split Yam Suf. Everyone heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him. But some people fundamentally cannot understand that there are other people who are on a whole different madrega. Kikol Aydam Kulam Basochum Kulon Kadoshim, it's so harsh, and what's this not so alcohol Hashem? Okay. Vayishma Moshe, Vayipol Alponov. And he sort of collapses. Another machlokas. And here it's about him. Vaydaber al korach al kol ados aleimu. He says a very, very simple thing. Boker. That's boker. Says Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes divisions in this world. Not everybody is the same. Baruch Hashem. He makes divisions, and he gives different tasks to people. Kohanim have their task. Levim have their task. Everyone has their task. And those are divisions. Men have their task. Women have their task. Nowadays, what is that liberal democracy mean? A man isn't a man, a woman isn't a woman. They don't know who they are. And men become women. Men think they're becoming women. Women think they're becoming men. And then they go back and forth. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are men in this world, there are women in this world, and that's who there are. There are divisions, there are absolutes in this world. There's day and there's night. Kadosh Baruch Hu made day and night. It's not just one confusion. And then a very strange thing happens. Vayomer Moshe el Korach, Shimuna b'nei Levi. Hama'at nikem ki hevdil Elokei Yisrael eschem. Do you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the entire world, who runs the entire world, chose Shevet Levi, and you're not satisfied? You crazy? But you want to be number one. That's a very big problem people have. And they make machlokas and they want to be number one. Yeravam ben Nevat. Was an evil man. Ein lo chelek olam haba. He created a division of Klal Yisrael and destroyed 10 Shvatim. Klal Yisrael was split into two. Now he had tainus against Rehovam, son of Shlomo HaMelech. And Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in a dream, Chazal tells us. It's a Chazor Baruch. If you do tshuva and don't split Klal Yisrael into two people, Ani v'ato u'ben Yishai etayel b'Gan Eden, I will walk with you in Gan Eden together with Dovid HaMelech. Ani v'ato u'ben Yishai. And the Gemara says that he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Umi Barosh, I don't want to be together with him. Who's in front? I'm going to be one step in front of Dovid HaMelech, or Dovid HaMelech is going to be one step in front of me. And are you walking with us in Gan Eden? Unbelievable. He's marvelous. Look what he'd offer him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Ben Yishai Barosh. He said, no, I'm not interested. I'm splitting a division of Klal Yisrael. I'll get 10 Shvatim of Klal Yisrael having the worship out of Zorah, just so I should be a number one. And Klal Yisrael followed him. 10 Shvatim followed him and destroyed themselves. Lost. Why? On one man's ego. I have to be number one. Korach, I have to be number one. And there are people there, just imagine, and there are people there who are falling for this. They're falling for it. for Korach. People fell for Yeravim Nevot. 10 Shvatim. Wiped away from Klal Yisrael. That's Eretz HaShvatim. So Moshe says, we'll make a test. But Moshe doesn't want machlokas. He's trying to make shalom. We don't want to talk. We don't want to straighten things up. They love machlokas. Anytime they jump in, there's a jealous Korach, fine, we'll make a machlokas for you. Fine, we'll make a machlokas for you. Hama'at mikem yilsonu me'eret zovas cholo v'orshlami senu b'midbo. All of a sudden Mitzrayim becomes an Erev Zohar's Cholo V'Rosh. And we're all going to die here. Okay. The Moshe makes a test. Afel, you didn't bring us. Parshas, this has happened after the Mechkeitz and the Meraglim. So, the Moshe makes a test. And what happens? And the next day, the test, they come with all of the machtos. Vayal meyal mishkan korach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, making a test. And he says, I'm going to show you a Neis Ben HaShemai. If all these people die with a heart attack right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send me. But all of a sudden the earth's going to go up and swallow them. Down to then, it's a Raya HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. And it happens. Everyone ran away. And the 250 people at the Torahs were burnt on the spot. So what happens? This is something I do not understand. It's a pasuk in the Torah. As much as I read it, I wonder at it. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a bria, created Yesh Mayayin, a whole thing happened. They're swallowed up. Yesh Mayayin eats up these 250 people. Moshe's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe's right. So whose fault is, so what happens? Vayilonu kol adas ben Yisrael mimachlas al Moshe val Aaron. You got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defend your coffin. Are you crazy? Are you nuts? What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu to defend? Do you know who Moshe Rabbeinu is? Who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Where you been for 2 years? So, all of a sudden, Kurt Agwar says, I'm just fed up with these people. So what does Moshe do? The honor of Mikol Odom, he tells Aaron, no, we have to save Klal Yisrael. ₹14,700 people died. So then, Moshe has to do another nes. With the matos, everything. Lotzia kakorach, the Gemara says, called a machzik machlokas over belotzah. It's a very important story. It's a very important story. There are certain people who are a different madrega. And certain people are above the jealousies, etc. Number one. Certain people are balei machlokas. When you see a person involved in machlokas, that's dasam v'avirim. Dasam v'avirim with one jealous man and 250 naive people can accuse Moshe, and there's a whole philosophy. Whole philosophy, call it democracy. Everyone's a little same. But there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, your idea of democracy, call it the Kulam Kadosh, we agree with that. But I make divisions. They're Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, the men, the women, all sorts of different things. And their rules and their absolutes, and not everything is just fluid. And then, not only did not realize who Moshe Rabbeinu was, they've been living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a very long time now. It's come out 3 years. Nisim all over the place. And somehow they feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is this hocus pocus man who controls all these forces. They don't understand it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a hocus-pocus man. He's on a different level of human being. What does it mean in our lives? First of all, Chazal say, "Kol machzik b'machlokas." Some people will machzik. They hold on to machlokas. You're not allowed to hold on to machlokas. Let it go. Don't get involved in machlokas. It's an interesting, very interesting letter of the Rambam about machlokas, how machlokas destroys. And he writes one phrase there that struck me. The chassidim nifsodim. Chassidim, even people who are big tzaddikim, if they, the moment they get along, get involved in machlokas, they lose their balance. They lose their balance entirely. It takes over a person. It controls the person. A person is supposed to be bereach min hamachlokas. Stay away from it. That's why last night was interesting. What do I do? There's a gentleman I know. I've known him 60 years. No, 55 years, I know. He sat down next to me. So I said, everyone sat down next to me. He said, Mazel Tov, my grandson's chassan. I talked to him. He sat down with me. Mazel Tov, boom. I went talk to him. I'm not good with him. He's in the middle of a machlokas against this one. He's in the middle of a machlokas. It's just a question, who was latest machlokas? What did I deal with him? Mazel, goodbye. I'm friendly, smile. Yeah. Everybody said to me, yeah. No, okay. After a few minutes, I don't respond. So he said, picked up, says, Mazel Tov, and walked off. Be very careful. Certain people whose essence is machlokas. They want to make fights. Then, you have to understand, there are certain people not elected by politicians, not involved in politics, on a separate level. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam. Even the people are fighting him, accusing him of everything in the world. He's mespalel for them. He's a different level of human being. And when Kal Yisrael heard Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu speak, Bavor Yishma Ha'om Bedabri Imoch. They heard him speaking. But again, they refused to understand that he's just a different level of human being. That's where this machlokas comes from. Lotia kekorach v'chadasa. And it's a very critical parsha. It's a very critical parsha. Because when you go through life, you're a bach from a yeshiva, you haven't bumped into it too much. There's always someone making machlokas. Always someone making machlokas. Torah says, kol machzik machlokas. Lo yekekorach v'chadasa. Remember that, never forget it.